Hey, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in the studio from the movie Creed 2, actress Bridget Nielsen. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you. Goodness. I'm so glad I finally got to have you on because I know our paths crossed prior and we missed each other.
We missed each other, and I was just about to actually cancel my appointment with Access when I heard you had hurt your leg or your foot and you couldn't make it.
Right.
I said, if George is not there, I can't make it either. Love of my life, my screen life.
I love it. I've been a fan for a long time.
Thank you so much.
I'm really happy to finally get to see you. And I was a big fan of the movie.
Thank you.
Did you ever think that you'd be playing Ludmila Dragogan?
Absolutely not. I think who would have thought that Ludmila Drago right. would be back after 34 years? I mean, I don't think anyone dares to do that. And I can tell you, when I got the phone call of January of last year from Warner Brothers and said, would you be interested? First of all, there was no doubt in my mind. But I kind of had to pinch myself because I said, is this a joke?
Right.
Is someone playing, you know, tricks on me? And they said, no, it's a small little role. And I thought, well, thank God, because at that time I was 5.5 months pregnant.
Oh, you look great. You couldn't tell.
When we finally shot it, I was 7.5 months pregnant and I was 8 months pregnant.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
It was an amazing year. Ludmila Drago and our miracle daughter. So it was incredible. And of course, very emotional because Rocky IV was incredible.
Incredible.
It was
classic.
Incredible. Rocky I, of course, the best.
Right. And honestly, and we do our rankings of Rocky. We've done it on my boxing podcast
on
the radio show all the time. And what do I always say? I always go in all the Rockies, I say Rocky I. Right?
Absolutely.
But then I go 4, don't I? Not Nichols. You guys,
yeah.
you've been my voice.
You put 2 as the worst, I believe.
I put two. Well, no, I don't. That was fun. No, not the worst. Just because I love them all. No, it's not that 2. It's the one with Tommy Morrison. That one.
Is that 5?
Yes,
that's
5.
5 was not very good.
That 5 was the least.
No, it wasn't.
Was
I
the
can
least
say
compelling.
It. I'm the ex-wife, and I can be bitchy.
There you go. Fair enough. You said it exactly. But 4 just holds up.
Rocky 4 was incredible, and it was the right time. And funny enough, with the Russians and Creed 2 bringing the Russians back, it's a perfect timing again. You know?
It kind of made me want to root for them, to tell you the truth. I wanted them to spend more time in the film. I really like that relationship with father and
wonderful.
Son.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And I think Steven did a good job bringing that humbleness back. And I also, we all know doing a sequel is like, oh man, it's like walking on thin ice. You
right.
know? It's very, very difficult coming from a big hit like Creed.
Especially characters beloved, yes.
Absolutely. Are you doing the right thing? So we were very, very happy with the outcome and the success of it. And of course, me personally, it was amazing to be there first day on set. I didn't know if I should cry, laugh. It was so emotional
I
to
bet.
See half of the cast of Rocky IV. And I said, is that possible? And it just goes to show you how life is amazing, man. You
it
never
really
know what's going to happen. You wake up and you get that phone call and here you are.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was great. It was really great.
What a special year. Like you said, you were pregnant. Congratulations. The baby is
now here
with us. Little Frida, right?
Little Frida.
Oh, that's a great
yes.
name. And she's how old?
She's 8 months today. She was
wow.
born June 22nd of last year on a Friday. So today is exactly, it's a Friday today. So it's very, very, very exciting.
They started, you can be a little rougher with them. You can have a little more fun around 8, 9 months.
She is a sumo wrestler baby.
Oh, I love chubby babies. She's so cute. I'm looking at a picture right now.
And her name is Frida because we love Mexico and Mexican people and the Mexican culture.
Yes.
It's a beautiful name. And also because
she's so cute. She is so chubby. I love her.
I know. She's 21 pounds at 8 months.
Wow. Look at her.
Just like mommy. Wow.
She got little cankles. She's so cute. Yeah. Look at that. Oh, that's
Thank
great.
You.
Congratulations. Beautiful
so
and healthy.
So I was saying to Frida, because it's a Mexican name and because ABBA, from ABBA, her name was Frida, one of the female singers.
Right, yeah, that's
you know,
right.
So it's such a wonderful combination
yeah.
of this little Latin girl meets Scandinavia. You
yeah,
know, it's amazing.
Pino Maja. Oh, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And I read this. Is it true you want to play a Marvel Universe villain?
I do.
I see that, and I say that with respect.
Thank you.
Because I think because of your character from Rocky IV is so ingrained in a lot of people, and she was strong, and then you recreated that in Creed 2 as well. Pardon me.
You.
So it had that sort of like ominous kind of ooh, and I could totally see that. Like that would be some good casting.
Yeah, it would be fantastic. We love the Marvel universe, the fantasy, and the excitement of you allowing to do extraordinary things. just look extraordinary. And I have a very hard time, even though I feel that way, to fit into a wife that's 5'2" with 16 kids. They won't hire me to do that.
Right.
So I got to go for something. And I love playing a villain.
Yeah, they're the most
such
fun.
Such a nice person. Right. You know, every day. I have to have my days where I tell everybody to butt up.
Yeah. And is L.A. home? Are you a West Coast girl?
Los Angeles home. I was in Europe for a long time because my kids went to the Swiss school when they were small. My four now grown up boys.
Right.
However, America is home. I was here in the 80s. Then I left. The kids are now grown up. I came back here. Mattia and I came back here. I finally got his green card in 2007.
Nice,
ooh,
nice.
Amazing. Then we went back to Italy and Switzerland for a while, and now we are back for good.
That's great.
So Frida is actually half American, half Italian.
Oh, look at that. Yeah. Look at that. I've got half Italian kids too. Very cute. You mentioned the 80s, and here's a fun fact. You visited the White House
in
the 80s, and you met the Reagans.
Yes, I did.
What do you remember about that visit?
Well, totally fantastic. But I remember I was so green and so young that for me, the White House was just kind of like a castle in Disneyland.
Right.
And didn't understand anything about politics. Of course, I knew Ronald Reagan was the president and Nancy was his wife. But I was not as blown away that probably an American would have been being 40 years old. I remember the most that we sat next to him, that he was very, very kind and very sweet and very kind of family. And he spoke to me so I could understand him. And he didn't speak about politics.
That's
spoke
so
about
cool.
Family, was very kind.
Well, he was an actor.
Exactly.
He was an actor prior.
But I don't think he was acting that he
No,
had.
No, what
I
I'm think, saying no, yeah, is he's a fellow
he was,
actor.
And so
yeah.
I mean, very elegant, very regal, but just very down to earth. And so I found the whole evening very, very beautiful. I was blown away. I remember by the tables and the food and this. Servings. I came from Denmark, Hida Hada Hoda. I mean, I
right.
was just a very normal, stepped out of university and had a side job at the bakery. You know, that. So coming into the White House was amazing. And then I remember leaving, there was Raquel Welch there. And I don't know what had happened to her, but at one point she says, I have had it. And she took off her shoes and she threw them. And I went, oh my God, can you do that at the White House?
That's great. That's a fun story.
And she looked amazing, though. She probably, her feet was hurting her after. So
yeah, I
like
bet.
Us women, you know?
Yeah, no, exactly.
Those high heels.
I saw her not too long ago. Still looks amazing, too.
I can imagine.
Yeah, good
oh
for
my
her.
Goodness. Beautiful, beautiful woman.
Yes, absolutely. I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay, Brigitte?
Yes.
Go to karaoke song.
Money, money, money must be funny in a rich man's world.
Okay, okay, okay. Last show that you binged watched.
Oh my God, The Wheel of Fortune.
You and my mom. My mom could see like two consonants and she'll be like, where the red fern grows. She'll figure out the whole thing. She's,
but you know why? I know this is great. It's just because they have it in every country and every country
right.
is different. But it seems like the one that presents the Wheel of Fortune lives till they're 90.
Right.
They never change.
Right.
The,
yeah, no, you're okay. right about that. Celebrity crush growing up.
Sylvester Stallone.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, so how ironic.
Rocky won.
So how did you meet Sylvester originally?
I met him in New York. I was modeling and I just finished the Red Sonja.
Right.
I was there to do some promotion for that. And one of my model girlfriends, her boyfriend said, oh, do you know, I know Sly, he's in town. And I said, you know Sylvester Stallone? I said, I would love to meet him. And he told me why he stayed. And in those days you had the phone booth. So I took a quarter and I called up the hotel and I said, hi, my name is Gita Nielsen. Can I speak to Sylvester Stallone? And of course, no answer. So I went back to my hotel and said, what can I do to get a hold of this boy? And I wrote him a letter. I got the typewriter. I wrote, dear Mr. Stallone. And at that point, the producer of Red Sonja had said, you're no longer Gita, you're Bridget. I'm Bridget Nielsen. I've just finished my first movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I would love to meet you. I don't want your autograph. I just want to shake your hand. And I had it hand-delivered, paid $20. I remember I thought it was so much money, $20. A guy went to the hotel. 2 hours later, the phone rang, and I just picked it up. Go, how long is it? Hi, this is Sly. And I just about fell off the couch.
He said Sly.
That's how we met.
Look at that. That's a
simple.
Great story. Thank you for sharing that. All-time favorite film to work on?
Absolutely. Beverly Hills Cop 2. And I sent just greetings and love and deepest respect to Tony Scott. I love you.
That must have been so much fun. That's such another great movie. What's the easiest language to learn?
English. Even though, I mean, I have the accent now because I speak so many languages that at home we speak Italian every day. But I would say English, But I'm a language go-getter. I mean, for me, everything is, I speak Danish, German, Italian, English, a little bit of Spanish.
And that's
of course,
awesome.
Easy to pick up Swedish and Norwegian.
So English.
So don't mess with me.
Oh, I'm not.
Lopez, don't mess with me, boy.
Wouldn't dream of it.
And you saw me as you walked in. I'm a bit taller than you.
I love, hey, by the way, I love it all.
And do you know what I love?
What's
I
that?
Love having men look up to me.
Oh, do you?
There you go.
Well, aren't we all looking up to the ladies
yeah,
when we're
baby,
always.
I love it.
Creed 2 is available on Blu-ray on March 5th. You can follow her on Instagram at Real Bridget Nielsen. Thank you so much for stopping by.
You know what? Thank you so much. You look even more beautiful than you do on screen.
Oh my gosh. Please keep this part, you guys. No editing
and
this.
You're very sweet and kisses to your wife
and your
beautiful kids.
I appreciate it and God
much
bless
love
it.
Thank to you guys here.
Thank you.
Bye,
so
boys.
Thank you.
On with Mario Lopez.